Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Tel Aviv, expect a clear day with gentle breezes. Jerusalem will see mild temperatures, while Haifa enjoys bright sunshine. Eilut, in the south, will be warm and sunny, perfect for enjoying the outdoors. As night falls, temperatures will remain comfortable across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier this hour that Israel is working on a full peace agreement with Lebanon, according to its ambassador, to the U.S. Also, Walla has details from a short time ago on a fatal accident near the Movil interchange. A young man was killed when struck by a vehicle during the night. Also this hour, the Australian Jewish News reports that Hamas has dissolved its government in Gaza. A new peace board is set to evaluate progress based on actions. Separately, JNS reports from earlier today that the IDF struck 5 terrorists in northern Gaza, killing a member of Hamas's Nukba Force Commandos. And finally, I-24 News notes from earlier today that dozens were killed in the deadliest clash between the Houthis and Yemeni forces since 2022. Here's what people are saying online. An open-source intelligence analyst, Osin613, posted just minutes ago, Iran's military fired at least 2 missiles at commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz on Monday night, according to U.S. officials. Belaz News reported a short time ago that Democratic Senate leaders have withdrawn support from Graham Platner's main Senate campaign. This follows allegations of severe assault, which Platner denies. And Eyal Yacobi, commenting online just now, questioned why a certain individual hasn't been arrested upon entering the United States unless he's a CIA agent. Now for more on those stories, starting with Israel's initiative for a peace agreement with Lebanon. Michael Leiter, Israel's ambassador to the U.S., revealed this effort earlier this hour, as reported by Israel Hayom. This move represents a significant diplomatic push in a region historically fraught with tension. If successful, it could reshape regional alliances and enhance security. Turning to the tragic accident near the Movil interchange, Walla reported that a young man, about 25 years old, was found unconscious and in critical condition after being hit by a vehicle during the night. Despite paramedics' efforts, they couldn't save him. This underscores the ongoing road safety challenges in the region. Meanwhile, Hamas' dissolution of its government in Gaza is drawing attention. As reported by the Australian Jewish News, a new peace board aims to monitor progress through concrete actions. Israel has dismissed this as a public relations move. The situation remains tense, with implications for future peace negotiations. Separately, the IDF strike on northern Gaza resulted in at least 1 Hamas commando's death earlier today, as reported by JNS. This strike follows a pattern of ongoing conflict in the region. It highlights the fragile security situation and the persistent threat of escalation. And finally, in Yemen, deadly clashes between Houthis and Yemeni forces have resulted in numerous casualties. According to I-24 News, this could jeopardize the fragile truce in place since 2022. The continued violence threatens regional stability and complicates humanitarian efforts. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business recently noted Israelis are increasingly combining vacations with skill learning opportunities. According to a MasterCard study, popular fields include cooking and handicrafts. Separately, CTEK reported that AI isn't creating super hackers, but is enabling less skilled attackers. The challenge lies in swiftly detecting attacker behavior as automation lowers barriers to cybercrime. And finally, Ynet Business highlighted concerns from the Treasury about defense spending. Meeting the Defense Ministry's full budget request might necessitate a 4.5% VAT increase, affecting costs across Israel's economy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe, This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.